Well, there we are. That is the new lead single from the new album from Stacey Jackson. It's called Stay Pumped Volume 3. That's I Heard It Through the Grapevine. And Stacey is on the line now. Hi, Stacey.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you? Are you coping okay with lockdown and a little bit more freedom?
Actually, it's lovely. I have to say, I have, like, all my kids with me. What could be bad? So, it's been great. Honestly, there's nothing like being forced to stop at some point, right? Like, I'm always all over the place, traveling, flitting between the U.S., Canada, and here in Europe, and it's made me stop. It's made me just stop, and all of a sudden, I have all this time on my hands. So it's kind of nice. I'm looking for the silver lining in all this, I have to say.
You have to, don't you? You have to. Now, listen, you're one of these people who has what I would call a portfolio career. Because listening to the list of things that you do and have done. So when you're filling in the passport application and they say occupation, which one do you go for? Do you go for singer, songwriter, author, fitness entrepreneur, Hollywood movie cameo, drama actress? Which one do you put down?
It's probably singer, songwriter, because to be honest, that's really the music for me has always been the vehicle through all my career. Like, the whole journey has been about the music. So it started obviously with the music, and then even the fitness is the music part, you know, like, as much as I sort of could elaborate and expand on it, it's always been the music that's, you know, the major vehicle throughout the journey. Even we talked about this the other day about, like, my social media, it's always back down to the music. So I've just finished a book and it's a musical, you know, so there's music involved in everything that I do in my career. And even the cameo I did in the film, I was actually playing myself singing, you know. So I think if you ask what I do, I'm a musician, I'm a singer songwriter. So,
well, I was gonna say, you've been doing the music for about 25 years now, is that right?
Yeah.
How did that all start?
I started when I was born.
Right. Okay. So, like, are you from a music?
More than 25 years.
Are you from a music?
More than 25 years.
Surely not. I can see the pictures. Did you come from a musical family? Is that how it started?
Not really. I just kind of, sort of. My father was a graphic designer, and he designed a lot of album covers. And back in his day, in fact, he designed some of the French albums for Celine Dion back in the day. And
wow.
Ian and Renee, her manager, were quite good friends, actually. So I remember being about the same age as Celine. We were both 12. She was recording a French album, and I went to the studio, and I was completely inspired by the whole, you know, the whole being a recording artist. And that was one of the things in my, like, life that I remembered. And so by the time I was 14, 15 in high school, I joined a band. So it's always been my, you know, part of me. And and I studied communications and musical theater. So, like, I've always had, you know, that in my blood. Yeah.
And at what point did you decide to bring in the fitness as well? Because an awful lot of people, you know, they do fitness as a hobby. They do, and they do it quite well, or maybe lead a couple of dance classes at the local gym if they're that good. What took you into going, right, you know what, I'm going to take this global?
Yeah, well, it's funny. It's kind of a number of things, actually. I mean, first is, you know, my dance music lives really well in not just the clubs and on radio, but in fitness because of the beats, you know. Mm. And I think that that type, I mean, not everyone listens to dance music when they work out, but typically when you walk into a gym, it's the kind of thumping music that you will hear in the background. And then, so that's one. Also, I've always loved fitness, and I used to teach aerobics when I was, you know, a teenager. And so I it was a part of me, and I love the beats and I love to dance. And I just thought, you know, to connect the music to the fitness was kind of another, you know, angle in putting out my music, from not just a business or an entrepreneurial standpoint, but just because people were listening to it in the gyms, and it was distributed very well in the gyms. And thirdly, I had come up with a top that helps women particularly who had large boobies. Can I say that on air?
You can say that on air.
And had issues with not just, but with full coverage support. So finding the right top that had a built-in bra that also, like, sort of solved a lot of issues that women had while working out, like, you know, concentrated sweat and stuff like that. So I was thinking, oh my God, like, now I'm literally engrossed in the fitness world. If you know, I created a workout top, and I've created fitness music. So suddenly I'm thrown into the fitness world. And it was a little bit by accident, but also, you know, like, because everything, I think, in what I've been doing sort of connected, you know? So yeah, that's how it all happened.
Well, it's a great way to do it.
Question.
It is. Well, it's a great way to do it, though, isn't it? Because you've got people being motivated by your music and going, "That's the sort of music I could do a workout to." Well, there you go. There's a workout, and then people watching the workout and going, "I really like this music. Where can I get that?" Well, they. So it's.
Sometimes it connects. Like, you know, not. It's like a Venn diagram. You know, not everyone who does aerobics is, you know, has boobs, first of all, and is going to wear my top. Not everyone who goes to the gym likes to listen to dance music. Sometimes they like, you know, hip hop. You know, so like, it's not necessarily a connection all the way through, but it does seem to put me in that space and in that industry because I have such a big passion for it. And I do on my social media and YouTube just some like videos of me jumping around so people can follow along. Specifically, what's working well with that is that people are now in lockdown and can't go to their gym, so they're now looking for, you know, anyone to give them tips, advice, and things that they can follow easily without having the equipment or the space. So that's another part of it. And because I've had the training and the background in that field, it was like, okay, for fun, I'll do it.
Yes.
So here's, you know, it's true. I'm probably one of the very few, if at all any, people who will work out to their own music that they've written or remixed.
Well,
let's
talk about this new album. So we've got 7 tracks on it. It's a mixture of covers and your own stuff. But I mean, your own stuff, lovely. What on earth possessed you? How did you, taking on something like I Heard It Through the Grapevine, you're a brave woman to go, do you know what, I can do a different version of that. Was that a scary moment, or what inspired you to have a go?
I took a risk with another song called Is This Love a long, long time ago, not so long, about 10 years ago, I think, 8 or 10 years ago, and it really did very well out there in the ethos of dance music, and it got picked up in the U.S., it was on a lot of radio stations, and I was like, wow, these covers, you know, my kid didn't even know that it wasn't mine, you know, because generationally, it's like, you know, and then you get a lot of these, you know, hard rock, you know, diehard hard rock people going, oh my God, she went into a dance track. Oh my God, it's a rock song. You know, so, or the same thing with Grapevine, it's a Motown track. But I, as an artist and as a recording artist, I love taking songs and sort of making it my own. My lane has been that dance music world for a very long time. And so I just, and it's, people recognize it, so it's actually almost easier to listen to and to dance to and to work out to because you kind of have it already in your head, and then the beats just make it more, you know, more, I guess, easier to do the workouts to. So I think in terms of taking a cover, it ticks a lot of boxes, basically, and I've always had fun doing it. In fact, I'm working on a new project that involves a lot of club covers. I love it, and some of the covers, you know, that I choose are based on my own musical journey. Well, most of the covers, you know, like, I love 80s rock, you know, growing up in the 80s.
My goodness, yes.
You know, so taking a song like a Def Leppard song, Pour Some Sugar, I've remade that track. So it's been fun, and it's been like, you know, a little side project for me to take some of the covers and remake them. And then, of course, I also write my own tracks. So it's part of the creative process. It depends on what I'm in the mood for.
And it's a way for some people to just go, hang on, as you say, so many of the youngsters nowadays don't know what the original was or sounded like. That actually people get, you know, you go, ooh, is that an original? Is that a cover?
And
it's a bit of a guessing game.
If you do it well, then, you know, you do make it your own. And, you know, I guess in terms of publishing, obviously you give that up because obviously it's already been written before. But in terms of, you know, so from a business point of view, it's still, from a creative point of view, I absolutely adore it. Like,
excellent.
It's really fun for me to do, and I enjoy the reactions of people. Whether they love it or hate it, I'm always going to stir the pot, you know? That's the part of being creative.
That's the good bit. Now, listen, along with a lot of other people, you're doing your bit to try and help all the people struggling at the charities and things like that, trying to struggle with the COVID pandemic. All the profits from the album downloads and the sales of your fitness brand all going to that at the moment. Tell us about that.
Yes, for the next few months, that is what I am doing, and both here and in the States. So, yeah, download or stream or buy one of my Stay Fit tops if you need it, if you're a lady. You can get it on stayfit.com, or actually Amazon carries it, so it's good. And, it's crazy times right now, so everybody's got to do their bit. So I'm fortunate that we can do this with this record, and if I can help anybody, I'm happy to do that.
Oh, excellent stuff. Now, listen, I want to play another track from yours. And for me, one of the most fun tracks and also musically one of the best tracks on the album is How Much Is That Hottie in the Window? You've got to tell me about that. Come on.
Oh, it's funny. I co-wrote this, actually, with a friend of mine from New York. Actually, singing on this song is a really good friend of mine. He's a West End star called Andrew Derbyshire. And he has a voice. Oh, my God. So I said to him, you know what, actually, I could use this as a duet. Would you be interested in recording it with me? And he's like, yeah, we love the track. And it's actually about a breakup, and it's about finding love, basically.
It's great. Well, we'll give it a spin. It's been lovely to talk to you, Stacey. Stay safe and, you know, keep in touch with all the different things that you're doing. And
thanks
for talking to us this afternoon.
Well, great to talk to you too. Take care.